There could soon be more legal aid for immigrants and refugees available. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray Monday announced funding for six community groups that help vulnerable immigrants. From KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna reports.
Mayor Murray made his announcement in the former federal building that once housed detained immigrants. Today, people facing deportation are held in Tacoma. Unlike criminal cases, they don't have access to free legal representation.
We are in a fight to defend Seattle's status as an inclusive city, as a welcoming city, as a city that guarantees civil rights to all of its residents.
The city created an Immigrants Legal Defense Fund in April as part of its response to the Trump administration's travel ban and other anti-immigrant policies. The city approved $1 million toward the fund, with another $500,000 from King County. Northwest Immigrant Rights Project is one of the nonprofit groups receiving the grant. Jorge Barone is the director. He anticipates at least 268 adults and about 50 children could be helped.
These are individual cases, but they could impact a lot of families, a lot of U.S. citizen children who might be involved in these. So these numbers actually kind of undercount the impact that the Legal Defense Fund is going to have.
Northwest Immigrant Rights Project and the other grantees hope to make their expanded services available in October. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.